Chris Elliott, Christian Moore back with you on GRHSI Radio as we move to the top of inning number two. Tigers strike first, two-run bomb. Diego Davila does the honors. And Chris Benavidez now has that two-run lead with which to work as he'll face Brandon the Bull Kostelnik, another sophomore for Coach Kubza.
Young team this year for Coach Kubza. See if those seniors can lead him this year.
Righty on righty. Kostelnik holds his hands high, waves the bat, slightly open stance, and he's late on that first pitch fastball from Benavidez, strike one. When we started the game, the flags were whipping out there in right center, and they seem to have died down. The flags over by us, however, are whipping pretty good. Benavidez kicks, fires, and misses outside, ball one. It's officially baseball season, folks.
About time.
Astros played today. I think they won down in Florida. 1-1. Well off the plate. Good eye by Kostelnik. He's now ahead of Benavidez. Two balls and a strike.
Still haven't really seen that many off-speeds from him so far. Likes his fastball. If you're a longer hitter, you have to pick that up. Attack that pitch early in the count.
Kostelnik back in there. Benavidez to the wind, 2-1 on the way. Swung on and fouled straight back to the screen. Pitch was a little bit up, but Dino had a good cut at it. Evens the count at 2-2. Kostelnik playing right tonight, looking to get something started for the bottom of the order here. He's in the sixth hole. He'll be followed by shortstop Zach Turner. 2-2. In on his hand, swing and a miss. Good two-seamer from Benavidez tied Kostelnik up, and that's his third strikeout out of the six batters faced.
A fastball in, and Kostelnik was just a little bit late on it. Couldn't really catch up to it. It's a good pitch.
One up, one down. That'll bring in Turner. Shortstop made a good play to start the ball game for his pitcher. And now he's looking to help folks out with his bat. Good pitch on the outside corner from Benavidez. Strike one.
He's attacking the zone. That's what you want from your pitcher.
Especially when you got a two-run lead
right,
for him.
Exactly, yeah.
First inning.
Early lead, that's what you want as a pitcher.
Turner, open stance, right-handed batter, waves the bat. He's late on that Benavidez fastball again as Chris Benavidez is finding the range, if you will, here in the inning number two as his fastball seems to have some good jump to it. And he's jumped out to an 0-2 count on Turner. Benavidez toes the right side of that rubber and in the wind. Swing and a miss. Catcher drops it. Tom Chesson can't find it. Turner's flying down the first baseline. The ball goes all the way down the first baseline. Turner makes the turn for second, and he will dive in there with a two-base strikeout, if you will. That's a strikeout and an error as the ball fell right in between the wickets of catcher Tom Chesson, and he did a pirouette looking for it before he found it. Had to make a quick throw to get the speedy Turner, and that ball was 10 feet over the first baseman Meineke's head. And good heads-up play by Sabio out and right, because if he wasn't, that ball goes all the way to the corner.
I think there was a mix-up there in the pitches. The ball hit the catcher's chest, and he didn't even seem like he was on time catching the ball. So that's why he just ended his conversation with the pitcher here.
Yeah, Tom Chesson, that's a good observation, just took a stroll out to the mound if for no other reason to give himself a little bit of a break after catching a fastball to the chest protector. At any rate, the Horns have a man in scoring position here in both of the first two innings, this time with one away. And the first pitch to Garrett Arredondo, the big third baseman, is off the plate on the outside half. And it's ball one. Lofton doing a little jockeying in behind Zach Turner out at second base.
And the pitcher was in the windup there with the runner on second. Catcher made sure he stepped off, so didn't give him a free base.
Now from the stretch, Benavidez to Arredondo, misses wide. That kicks off Tom Chesson's glove and goes to the cage. And moving up on a pass ball is Turner down to third. So Arredondo can pick up an RBI here with a well-placed fly ball, ground ball, or a medium-deep fly ball. And he's up 2-0 in the count. And my trusty little scorebook doesn't have a spot for wild pitches, so. Should be 2-0.
I think that first pitch was a strike in the outside corner.
Well, the 2-1 to Arredondo. Swung on and tipped right into the catcher's glove. He had a good cut and a good pitch to hit. Came up empty as, again, with the infield in now. Corner infielders are even with the bag. Shortstop and second are right on the edge of the infield grass. 2-2 pitch to Arredondo.
There's a
57-footer. Hit well in front of the plate. Good job by Tom Chesson to chest it down right in front of him. And nope, nothing doing with Turner down at third. That'll fill it to Arredondo. One out, and Malin is on deck. A Turner down at third, looking to, at a minimum, cut this 2-0 lead in half. Benavidez, infield in. Swing and a miss. As I believe that was a 3-2 pitch, as that, the scoreboard didn't say that. And no matter what, Arredondo misses out on an opportunity to put his team on the board for the first time tonight. And that's the third strikeout of the inning for Benavidez as he goes for the rare four-strikeout inning. And if Easton Malin has anything to say about it, he's going to hit a frozen rope here. Instead, he hits a tapper down third baseline and foul. And Coach Cubza, is that Cubza?
Yes.
Cubza scoops it clean.
Yeah, Malin needs a hit here to get this inning to keep on going. Runner on second, one out. Can't leave him there.
0-1 the count on Malin. Right-handed batter, open stance, waves the bat. And the right-hander Benavidez rocks and fires, swing and a miss. As good movement to the Benavidez fastball here early as the Horns bats.
Yeah, he has a good fastball, locates it low. Doesn't leave anything high that very often.
Even Menifee's single and Abraham's single weren't hit real hard. Maybe Abraham's was hit a little bit hard.
Abraham's was hit pretty well. But they're both good pitches on those hits, too.
0-2 pitch. Malin looking to protect, and he comes up empty. And that is the rare four-strikeout inning for Benavidez. He's got six strikeouts through two innings. We've played an inning and a half for Mustang Park. Collins on top, 2-0.
Camp Logan Cement Works of Houston has been an industry leader in precast step treads and other concrete products since 1923. Named after a World War I training camp in what is now Memorial Park in Houston, Camp Logan Cement Works pioneered precast step treads in 1952, continued as an industry leader for decades, and is now our country's leading producer of step treads, shipping to more than 30 states from its location on Asbury Street in Houston. Camp Logan products are tested weekly by an independent lab to ensure quality, strength, and industrial integrity. For cement products of any kind, call Camp Logan Cement Works at 713-869-3385 or find them on the web at camplogancement.com. That's Camp Logan Cement Works, a George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club business sponsor.
And we move to the bottom of inning number two. A face-off of the pitching lineup here as Benavidez takes a big hack, almost falls down, and misses the first offering of the bottom of the second inning. Abraham, you're right, Seymour. He likes to move quickly as that 0-1 off-speed pitch drops down in the dirt. Evens the count at a ball and a strike.
Yeah, Ty usually does work quick. I remember playing with him when I was a senior. He was a sophomore. He'd be pitching and always work quick. That's always good for if you're in infield or in the field. You want your pitch to work faster. You're always staying in the game. Don't
swing
get distracted.
And miss. Yeah, absolutely. Get in a rhythm. There's nothing worse than standing out, especially in the dog days of summer, standing out in the outfield. Your pitcher takes 10, 15 seconds between pitches. And the 1-2 is on the way. Swing and a miss. Four-pitch strikeout, and that was Benavidez, his mound opponent. And he's down on strikes for out number one.
Yeah, four straight fastballs right there from Abraham. Located him well.
That'll bring in left fielder Joey Garza. The diminutive one. Straightaway stance in the right-hander. Big hack. Comes up empty. Garza wears number 25. And Abraham to the wine. Swing and a miss. Quickly 0-2 on Garza.
Two straight fastballs again from Abraham. See if those goes back to that off-speed, if he has a feel for it again.
Jacob Wilson is super shallow out in straightaway center as Ty misses with the 0-2 a little bit low and away, ball one. Kostelnik in pretty shallow and right as well. It looks like a short porch out there and left. I'd really be interested if they would publish these dimensions. Now, we'll say the wall is every bit of 20 feet tall.
Yeah, the wall kind of throws you off a little bit. Don't know how long it is.
Swung on and tapped straight back. Count holds at a ball and two strikes. We're in the top of, bottom of two, rather. 2-0. Collins on top. Diego Davila, the third baseman, hit one out of here. Malin knew it was gone as soon as it really left the bat. Swing and a miss. Good off-speed pitch there. And Garza comes up empty, and that's two consecutive strikeouts for Abraham.
It's the first curveball we've seen from him since he gave up that home run. Had that late movement that he needed. I think he has his confidence back on that pitch, which is all very good for him, so he knows he has that pitch in the future.
Yeah, that was definitely a hanger to Davila. And give him credit, he hit it out. Quickly, two outs, and first pitch hacking is second baseman Parker Perez. He comes up empty. And now Menifee wants to talk about something, as does Shane Moore.
Foul tip at that catcher, and there's always a little rule, baseball unwritten rule, that you go talk to the pitcher if the ball hits the catcher, just give him a little breather. Nothing wrong there, no miscommunication, just a little breather from the umpire.
Sure. Oh, it caught the umpire.
Yeah.
Ah, yes. I didn't see that. I normally don't really concern myself with the well-being of the officiating crew. 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss. As Abraham has found the range with his gas here in the bottom of two, and the bottom of this Collins order has been unable to solve that Abraham fastball.
Yeah, it looks good this inning.
0-2 on the way. Swing and a miss, and there we go. 1-2-3, three strikeouts. We've played two from Mustang Park. It's 2-0. Collins on top.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Companies to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solution, and Train's high-quality products. It's hard to stop a train, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntandgroup.com. It's the Hunt & Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club Platinum Level Business Sponsors.
The Fort Bend Gridiron Football League is beginning its seventh year as a competitive youth football league that stresses a positive, safe, and fun environment for players, parents, and coaches. Fort Bend Gridiron Football is partnered with USA Football, a youth football development arm of the NFL and NFLPA, and features six competitive zones based on the same school boundaries as Austin, Clements, Foster, George Ranch, Lamar Consolidated, and Ridgepoint High Schools. There is freshman football for 7- and 8-year-olds, JV for 9- and 10-year-olds, and varsity play for 11- and 12-year-olds who are not yet in the 7th grade. For more information, go to the league's website at FortBendGridironFootball.com.
And back with you from the campus of Memorial High School as we move to the top of inning number three. Klein Collins on top. They lead it 2-0. Benavidez has looked sharp out there early as his fastball has had good life and good movement. And save for a couple of relatively soft singles, the Longhorns have not been able to barrel anything up. And they trail it 2-0 here as we roll on with an SBISD 6A baseball tournament. It's Friday night lights here from the west side. And leading things off, top of the order, Ryan Finnegan. He flared out to center his first time through. Good play by Cam Godfrey as he came in and squeezed at what would have been a Texas League base hit. And with his team down two, Finnegan looked to set the table for that offense.
Benavidez has seven strikeouts through two innings. Don't hear that very often, do you?
No, you don't. There he misses with that first pitch offering.
So going through the second time through the lineup, now you've seen what he has. Those a lot of those fastballs. If you're a long run hitter, go attack that pitch that you want.
And Benavidez this time catches the inner half for a strike. 1-1 on Finnegan.
Looked like a two-seam there. Started outside, broke back in.
Finnegan back in there. Righty on righty matchup. Benavidez to the wine. Misses upstairs. Good eye. 2-1.
Yeah, scoreboard's a little messing up in lately. Has a 1-2 count. It's really 2-1.
A walk's as good as a hit. If you're trying to just set the table here. Finnegan lays off another Benavidez outside fastball. 3-1.
Really, we've seen this from Benavidez. He hasn't really gotten behind 3-1 on guys. If you're Finnegan, look for something where you really, really want.
Finnegan getting encouragement from Coach Cubza down at third. We believe this is the 3-1. And it was the 3-1, and that is a walk.
First walk of the game for Benavidez.
And that's just the third base runner of the evening. And it ended a streak of five consecutive strikeouts.
Wilson with a lot of speed here. You might see a bunt from him. Third baseman kind of playing in.
Wilson, strikeout victim number one on the night for Benavidez. A good lead over there for Finnegan. And Wilson, first pitch, hacks and comes up empty. 0-1. See if Coach Cubza wants to do anything with his table setter is out there on the table. And his two-hitter showed bunt his first time through. Let's see if he wants to get Finnegan down there in scoring position for Moo and Abraham. Throw over, not close. Count holding at 0-1. Wilson, slightly open stance, right-handed batter, lays off a breaking ball that didn't do much and hung high and inside. Evens the count at a ball and a strike.
Yeah, if you're Wilson right now, the last thing you want is a ground ball, getting a double play with Menifee up on deck.
Step off and a look over. Benavidez just trying to disrupt things, and now Tom Chesson wants to talk about it.
Probably discussing here what they want to throw, if they want to do a pitch out or something, try to catch Finnegan moving. Just a little bit of strategy behind the game.
Top of three. Collins leading 2-0. Horns looking to get back in it here. Lead off walk. Swing and a miss. Wilson again comes up empty. Looks tardy on that Benavidez fastball. And he's now behind the count of 1-2. I'd like to give a shout-out to the fabulous Tom Tirando for getting all this set up here on GRHSI Radio, as he is our lead engineer, executive producer, chief marketing officer, and key grip, I forgot. 1-2, Wilson looking to battle here. Finnegan taking a pretty good lead over there at first. Benavidez has been very deliberate this half inning. 1-2, breaking ball is going to be fisted out in the center. Godfrey's got a beat on it. He's three steps to his left and squeezes it for out number two. Finnegan went halfway and came back. Check that out number one.
Looked like a two-seam that broke in on Wilson. Kind of jammed him. Didn't really get the good part of the bat on the ball. Just a little floater up there in the center field.
That'll bring in Menifee. He got the first hit of the night. Inside out at a good Benavidez fastball in the hole on the left side and kicked off Davila's glove and into left field. He was stranded out at second after an Abraham single. And the inning ended on a generous outside corner by the home plate umpire on Cole McMillan. First pitch right down Broadway, and Menifee laid off. Big lefty stands in.
Menifee had that hit to the left field last at bat. Put a good swing on it.
A little bit of a closed stance from Menifee. Those hands medium height, and he looks at, my goodness, that's a very generous outside corner. It looked like a bit of an off-speed pitch from Benavidez.
Looks like a change up there. Didn't really break in. Kind of just floated across the plate there.
And he's ahead of Moo 0-2.
Generous call there, I believe, on strike two.
Yeah. Benavidez, 0-2, swing and a miss. Three-pitch strikeout on Menifee for out number two. That's a big out. That's twice tonight where Benavidez has really wanted slash needed a strikeout, and he got it on Arredondo with a man at third and just one out in the bottom of two. And then here in the bottom of three.
Yeah, Menifee there. I think it was probably the same pitch. I think it was a changeup away. And from the call before that, he knew he had a swing to try to protect and couldn't really do much.
Abraham first pitch swing, and he comes up empty. Yeah, the scoreboard operator is not doing me much hell, because we're in the bottom. I'm sorry, we're in the top.
Top of the third.
Top of the third. I beg your pardon. Maybe I'm not doing him much favor. Abraham Tardy on Benavidez offering and lines it just beyond that first base dugout. Those are the scary ones. Screamers. So we're top of three. Not sure why I thought we were the home team.
Got to protect you if you're Abraham. Open leadoff runner got on with a walk. Got to do something.
0-2 pitch. Finnegan's moving. Chopper to third is going to get foul. Finnegan had a really nice jump, but too close for comfort for Abraham, and he had to offer at it. Finnegan probably had that base stolen.
It was a good pitch by Benavidez. Abraham didn't really want to leave it hanging right there, so just protected.
And he's the home plate umpire has given Benavidez that side of the plate. Now it's been both times have been with a lefty in the box. Swing and a miss. Good breaking ball gets Abraham to retire the side in the top of the third. A walk. They strand Finnegan. We've played 2.5 from Mustang Park. Klein Collins leads it 2-0.
Harrell and Johnson Dentistry provides a comprehensive dental resource for you and your family. The goal has always been delivering the highest quality of dental care to their patients. And one thing that has separated Harrell and Johnson Dentistry from the others is their emphasis on educating patients about their treatment options and oral health issues. Harrell and Johnson Dentistry proudly provides quality dental care to the community of Sugarland and surrounding areas, with services including, but not limited to, cosmetic dentistry, general dentistry, teeth whitening, dental implants, extractions, and much more. Call Harrell and Johnson Dentistry at 281-937-1671 or stop by their offices at 1233 Crab River Road. Find them on the web at harrelldentistry.com. That's Harrell and Johnson Dentistry.
Live from the greatest high school in the world, it's GRHSI Radio.
Welcome back here to Mustang Park as the Klein Collins leads the Longhorns 2-0 here in the bottom of the third inning. Abraham still on the mound looking to retire the Klein Collins in order again with some more strikeouts. He struck out the last inning in order, 1-2-3. Hopefully stays them at 0 runs so they can come back in the top of the fourth and get something on the board here.
And he's just allowed the one hit, Christian. It just happened to come right after a hit by a pitch, and it just happened to go over the fence. He's done the two innings in an efficient 22 pitches. Conversely, through three innings, Benavidez's pitch count is already up to 54.
Yeah, just one pitch just hurts you sometimes. But Abraham has bounced back after that pitch.
Mason Tomchesson, the catcher, stands in, right-handed batter. Looks at an inside pitch from Abraham that kicks off Schmoor's glove and goes to the fence. That is
29.
This is Eric Guetta. So perhaps Guetta is pinch hitting for Tomchesson here. He looks at a 2-0 up in the chin music area, 3-0. So after a very efficient and effective bottom of the second inning, Abraham throws three wide ones here as we just gave him a bunch of credit for being efficient. That pitch is...
I didn't miss much for it. I don't know that one was.
That had to be up.
Yeah, that's my only guess. There was another... There's the ball, too, that seemed a little bit same up, too, so...
As... Guetta.
And then now we have a pinch runner again for the...
So Guetta pinch hit for Tomchesson unless he's wearing the wrong jersey. Because my roster has Tomchesson wearing 11.
Right.
But then pinch running is Jordan Ramos for Guetta, who walked to lead off the bottom of the third.
That was a four-pitch walk, all fastballs from Abraham there, and none of them really were close except for that last one. Coach Cubs will try to go calm him down there, see if he can bounce back here, maybe get a ground ball, get a double play out of this.
Yeah, quick mound visit from Cubs may have been something.
Just calmed him down.
Yeah, calmed him down. Maybe he saw something delivery-wise that he didn't like. Throw over is not close. 21, Jordan Ramos is the courtesy runner. Top of the lineup as in comes Cameron Godfrey, the center fielder. He grounded out to Turner to lead off the ball game, and that's six in a row. That's six balls, in a, rather five balls. How could that be six balls, Chris? It's the second batter. Five wide ones in a row. Abraham from the stretch is going to hopefully get that call. Is it darn near hit Schmore right in the mask? Right down the, what is this, Gaylord Avenue right here behind us. Right here on the campus of Memorial High
School. The pitch Abraham wanted there. Finally found his rhythm.
A ball and a strike is a count. Leadoff walk has Ramos down at first, the courtesy runner. Abraham's fastball is up. And we're hearing quite a bit of chatter from over on that first base dugout as they appear to be trying to get in Abraham's head. And at least thus far in the bottom of three, it's maybe working. 2-1 the count on Godfrey. Again, comes in 0 for 1 on the night. Throw over, not close. Ramos dives back in. He may have just been able to tippy toe back in.
Didn't have much of a lead, just making sure it doesn't go anywhere, though.
Godfrey, the right-handed batter, waves the bat. Another throw over, pushes Ramos back again. Still chatter from that Collins dugout. Bottom of three, 2-0. Tigers lead it on just one hit. Two-run home run from Diego Davila. Abraham, 2-1. Inside, doesn't get the call.
Umpire was given that for the left-handed batters on the outside corner, but when it gets to the right-handed batter in the inside corner, for some reason the call wasn't there.
3-1 now the count.
It's a good pitch. Didn't get the call.
Hit by pitch back in the first. Prospered for the Tigers. Is that quick snap throw over? A little bit closer that time. Ramos was heads up. That hit by pitch preceded the Davila homer. And we'll see what happens with this leadoff walk here in the bottom of three. And now a 3-1 count on Godfrey. Abraham from the stretch. Deal. Swung and fouled up and out of play off to the right. Moo will give it a look, and it'll drop into that visitor's bullpen.
I think earlier in the day the wind would have pushed that back in. Wind's kind of calmed down here.
Potentially even earlier in the game, as we mentioned right at the start, it was blowing from that right field corner across to the left, and now those flags out in right center are just barely moving. And as, of course, as I say that, the old announcer jinx, now they're straight across. So I'll shut up about the win. Count is full on Godfrey. Very modest lead by Ramos at first. Abraham to the belt. Ramos moving. Pitch is up and away. Ball four to Godfrey. Back-to-back walks to lead things off here in the third. Not what the doctor ordered for Coach Cubs and company.
Especially with the number two hold coming back up. And none of those pitches were really close except for a few of them.
And it was Sabio who was hit by the Abraham pitch back in the first and scored run number one on the Davila dinger. And the left-hander stands in there, wide open stance. Two on, no outs, two-run Cons lead. Squaring to bunt is Reggie Sabio. And he lays off as the Abraham two-seamer drifts off that outside corner to the lefty.
I think Shane, the catcher, went to go talk to Abraham about runner on second base, what signals to call. Ty called him over.
Menifee in on the grass, not holding Godfrey at first. Both middle infielders jockeying in behind Ramos. And Subio offers at the 1-0 and bunts it foul high off the screen down the left side. Evens the count at a ball and a strike.
I remember my coaches would always tell me when I was pitching, if a batter turns around a square to bunt, just throw it to the bat, get that out, let him give you that out. That's what Ty's doing here.
Ball and a strike. Sabio, the lefty, squares again. This time he bunts it. Moves got it. He's going to throw over to Finnegan, covering first for out number one. That's a sack bunt, moving two runners up. So small ball from Coach Griffin and the Tigers has two men in scoring position with just one out. Obviously one of those at third with just one out. And that will bring in the offensive MVP of the night, Diego Davila. And he's first pitch swinging at an Abraham fastball. And it's high off the screen. And Schmore does a good job of catches it clean and returns the baseball to his pitcher.
Infield in. Play at the plate. They'll make sure that runner does not score.
And the question in this AB is, does Davila see anything but fastballs? In the dirt, Schmore kicks away. He's play at the plate and safe as the throw hits the runner. Abraham sort of made a half-hearted effort to get to the plate, almost conceding the run, and that's going to be a wild pitch. And coming in to score run number three is courtesy runner Jordan Ramos. He courtesy ran for who I believe was Eric Guetta, who pinch hit for Mason Tomcheson. Move it up to third is Godfrey. He's down there with still just one away. And a 1-1 count on Davila. Swings and hammers one to right center. Wilson's on his horse. He's not going to get there as the ball drops in right center field. And Davila is having a monster ball game as he's got three RBIs and two extra base hits as he cruises into second with an RBI double. And the Tigers now lead it 4-0.
Yeah, the ball was hit pretty well. Wilson had a good jump on it, but I think he just kind of lost it in the. I don't know if he caught up in the lights or what happened, but kind of misplayed there by Wilson in center field.
Yeah, you're right. He looked like he was there, but then when he put the brakes on, you could see the ball was about 10 feet to his left, to our right, from our vantage point right up here behind home plate in the stands at Mustang Park. Abraham, first pitch. Foul back to the screen. That's Lofton. I believe he popped to Menifee in the first. Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he did.
For out number two in the first. And he's got a man down there at second. It's Davila. And that ball is going to hit in the dirt and kick away from Moore and moving up to third on the second wild pitch of the inning is Davila. And Ty Abraham is in a full-blown pickle.
Yeah, after striking out the three batters in a row last inning, he suddenly have lost his control there a little bit on his fastball. I mean, you can't locate your fastball, then it's hard to locate your off-speeds.
Still just two hits, and four runs are on the board as Lofton got a lot on that one a little bit late and fouled it straight up over our heads and out into the practice facility behind us. And Ty now ahead of Lofton, 1-2 on the count. This will be a big out with a man at third. Try and strand him down there and give your bats a fighting chance to get back in this ballgame. Ty to the line. Swung on and line drive down the right field line. Fair ball! And Kostelnik is there in a hurry. Wheels and throws. And the ball's going to be cut off by Finnegan. And that's a back-to-back RBI double. This time Lofton does the honors, and it's now 5-0 Tigers.
Yeah, look at that fastball away. It was 1-2 count. You don't want to give him that good of a pitch. You're way ahead in the count there. And Lofton just put a good swing on it and drove it to right field.
It's a great observation. Caught way too much of the plate there. Ahead in the count.
Wasn't the worst pitch, but he just left too much there across the plate.
And credit goes to Lofton as he inside out it and got the barrel on it. And that ground ball is good play by Menifee to his right. Throws to Abraham covering for out number two. Really nice play on the right side there. Abraham keeping his head in the game. Sometimes pitchers get a little frustrated and forget to cover on a play like that. That move made a really nice play to his right.
Yeah, it's very easy as a pitcher, if something's not going your way, an inning's not going your way, just to get lost out there sometimes and forget about the mental stuff that you need to do in the game. And it was a good job by Abraham by getting over there to first base to cover.
That was Meineke. He's now 0-2 on the night with the 3-1 ground out. That'll bring in Abraham's mound opponent, Chris Benavidez, shutting out the horns through three on just two hits as he looks at ball one from Abraham. Abraham, the big right-hander to the wine, deals right down Broadway. 1-1 the count. And I forgot to mention that Tom Tarando is also our statistician. So Abraham came into the inning with 22 pitches, and he just threw his 23rd pitch, which is ball two to Benavidez. So, again, the announcer jinx, as we gave him all sorts of credit for being efficient and pounding the zone. And he has struggled here in the bottom of three, and you can see some body language out there is not the best.
He doesn't look too happy right now. Just he can't control any of the fastball he controlled last inning, now this inning. I think the dugout's kind of getting his head a little bit here.
3-1. Inside out again is Benavidez, but he's way late on the Abraham fastball. And you're right. The Collins dugout is giving the Ryder Cup Olé chant over there, which they're not probably not even old enough to even know what that is over there. At any rate, that'll fill it on Benavidez, who his team has staked him a 5-run lead here through three. Or two plus, I should say. He hits a bullet to Finnegan's left, who's unable to come up with it. And that's an RBI single. And coming across and plating run number six is Lofton. And that is hit number three in the inning.
All hard hits, too. Hard hit there, 3-2 count. Abraham threw a fastball middle away. And Finnegan almost caught it. Gave full effort by diving to his left. Just couldn't catch it.
6-0. And we've got a courtesy runner down at first for Benavidez. That's number three, Elijah Como. And he's got a pretty good lead over there. Standing in is six-hitter left fielder Joey Garza. He struck out back in the second in the middle of a three-strikeout performance that inning from Abraham. Courtesy throw over, not close, on Como.
Yeah, just get out of the inning at this point. Hopefully next inning can put up runs, but need to get out of this inning right here.
Como runs, throw down, one hop, and unable to make the catch. Bang, bang play down there. Would have been close. Turner unable to take the one hop throw and get the tag down. Stolen base for courtesy runner Elijah Como.
Would have been a close play if Turner ended up catching that ball one hop to him. Like you said, it was a bang, bang play.
1-0 the count on Garza. Stands in there 0-1 for the night. Abraham deals a 1-0, and that ball stays low. An extra glare down at the home plate umpire.
Yeah, that ball is a little low from Abraham. Still can't control that fastball. He can't find it this inning. And when you can't control the fastball, it's hard to control your other pitches.
2-0 to Garza is up and in. Easy pitch to lay off, and Abraham wants a new baseball. And sophomore Shane Moore obliges, as does the home plate umpire. 3-0 now the count on Garza.
Yeah, if you're Garza, you have to be taken here.
And the pitch count has blown out this inning for senior Ty Abraham. And the 3-0 gets the call there. Looked a little low from this vantage point, but home plate umpire.
Looks like he called that a ball earlier in the inning, too, I remember.
3-1 now the count on Garza. Who Garza's probably confused by it as well. And the 3-1 swing and a miss, and he definitely was because he just swung at ball four.
Yeah, that was at his chest.
It's like, where's the strike zone?
Abraham got a little gift there from Garza. And it looks like the Longhorn bullpen's up and moving a little bit. Some action down there starting to get loose.
And, folks, if we can't tell you how impossible to read these uniforms, the numbers are. Payoff pitch to Garza is well off the plate. He's hanging on to that fastball too long in that instance. And he's going to back off the mound and regroup as Moore comes in from behind the dish. Turner comes in from short. Invariably, Christian, they're probably buying time for their left-hander down there.
Yeah, it's about that time. I think Coach Cubs kind of told Shane to go talk to the pitcher to buy some time for him. Abraham kind of at this point knows that he can't really find his fastball this inning.
And we'll try and get you a who's ever warming up.
I'll tell you it's a lefty.
Yeah, we know that much. It is a lefty. And we've got a pinch hitter for. And Abraham deals to Jacob Evangelista, who is batting for Parker Perez. Garza walked. And the 1-0 from Abraham to Evangelista is in the dirt. Ball two. So not making these Collins hitters work very hard, and Cubs have motions down to the bullpen to hurry up, as he is invariably going to make a pitching change after what I would
presume. Yeah, I can't imagine anymore after this spatter.
Yeah, it's probably, I was thinking it was going to be a walk, but Abraham pours one in there. Looked like his kind of get-me-over fastball there. That moves the count to 2-1 on Evangelista. That ball's low and in the dirt, 3-1. Four runs have come across this inning on three hits. The Tigers have batted around. As Evangelista is the ninth man to come to the plate, and that's a strike. High strike as Evangelista chunks the bat towards his dugout.
Yeah,
he thought
he
worked
disagreed, it wrong. But 3-2 count, two outs, runner in first and second. They'll be in motion once Ty goes to the plate here on this pitch.
And you know Ty would like to just get this hitter here and at least give his team a chance to go hit. Gets in on the fist. Evangelista does him a favor. Arredondo scoops it and fires a bullet across the inning. And, boy, did the Horns need that. Four runs come across on three hits to go with three walks. They strand a couple. We've played three from Mustang Park. It's all Klein Collins. The Tigers lead it 6-0.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, find cool Dodge Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep Wrangler or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan Chevrolet Buick GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives. Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Y'all! Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
You're listening live to George Ranch High School Sports on GRHS iRadio. We win at the ranch.
And we move to the top of inning number four. It's all Tigers. They make the trip from Klein, and they are doing a number on our Longhorns. They lead it 6-0 through three. It's been pitcher Chris Benavidez all the way, shutting out the horns on just two hits. He's allowed no walk. One walk to Finnegan.
One walk to nine strikeouts. I think I have that right.
I got eight strikeouts.
Eight.
Two in the first, two in the third, and four. Yes, folks, four in the second inning. Yeah, Finnegan flew to center to lead it off.
Yeah, my fault. There's eight.
And that'll bring in McMillan. We think the lefty that was warming up was Gavin Houston, sophomore. And now down in the third base bullpen is a righty getting heated up.
I think the lefty was to come in for emergency in case he really couldn't get out of the inning. Now, he had a plan before the game, wanted to throw two pitchers. Now, I think this guy, whenever we find out who he is, it's his turn to go next inning is what our guess is.
McMillan struck out looking on an outside pitch that just caught the black, and he looks at the first offering from Benavidez, and that's an outside pitch, ball one. Slightly open stance for McMillan. Benavidez rocks and fires. Tapper out in front of the plate. Benavidez charges, throws to first, and got him.
Real quick, throw it to first base. I think the pitcher in the bullpen is Arredondo, from what I've been told.
Yeah, good heads-up job by Benavidez as he jumped off that mound quickly and made a good, threw a strike over there to Meineke. And that's a 1-3 ground out for out number one here in the top of the fourth, and that'll bring in right fielder Brandon Kostelnik. He struck out to lead off the second. He's late on the Benavidez fastball. It's up a little. Got it up in the end. You could hear that got in on his fist.
Jammed him a little bit. You were hoping as a Longhorns hitter with that extended inning from the Klein Collins there, that Benavidez would be a little bit rusty because after coming off that long inning, but doesn't look that way.
Yeah, he tied up McMillan pretty good, and one pitch into this AB tied up Dino. And check swing, catches a piece of the bat and hits the screen, strike two, quickly 0-2 on sophomore Brandon Kostelnik. Or check that, I believe Brandon might be a junior.
Yeah, I think he is a junior.
He is a junior. And he's in an 0-2 hole here. Beautiful night for baseball. Third week of February here. Breaking ball, beautiful hook, drops right in there. Not much Dino could do about that one after he saw two good fastballs. And good catch. Good. C. Moore still has the cat-like reflexes as his scorebook nearly blew down to about 12 rows down to the screen down there.
Still got it.
But he snatched it up like the pro he is. And that'll bring in Zach Turner. He was strikeout victim number two. He ended up reaching base on the throwdown. And he takes a huge hack and comes up empty.
That last pitch, Kostelnik got him on a curveball. That's a rare off-speed we've seen from him today, tonight. He usually gets throwing those strikes with his fastballs. Kind of caught Kostelnik in a... Didn't really see that coming at all.
Swing and a miss. That one's a good hard breaking ball.
Yeah, there's another one. He has a good curveball. We just haven't seen it very much. When he is, it's been effective for him because he used that fastball so much. Hitters aren't expecting his curveball to come in.
Making quick work here in the middle to the bottom of this Longhorn lineup as he went 0-2, three-pitch strikeout on Kostelnik. And here's the 0-2 on Turner. He's going to hit a ground ball up the middle. Ranging to his left is Lofton, and a good strong throw across. And just like that, 1-2-3 go the horns. We've played 3.5. The horns looking for their first run of the night. They trail it from Mustang Park, 6-0.
Camp Logan Cement Works of Houston has been an industry leader in precast step treads and other concrete products since 1923. Named after a World War I training camp in what is now Memorial Park in Houston, Camp Logan Cement Works pioneered precast step treads in 1952, continued as an industry leader for decades, and is now our country's leading producer of step treads, shipping to more than 30 states from its location on Asbury Street in Houston. Camp Logan products are tested weekly by an independent lab to ensure quality, strength, and industrial integrity. For cement products of any kind, call Camp Logan Cement Works at 713-869-3385 or find them on the web at camplogancement.com. That's Camp Logan Cement Works, a George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club business sponsor.
Hello, fans. I'm Brett Dolan from Root Sports and ESPN3, and I listen to GRHS iRadio.
And we will close the book on Ty Abraham as a new pitcher for Coach Kubza is the previous third baseman, junior Garrett Arredondo, big right-hander. And he just switches places as Ty moves over to the third. And I believe everybody else stays where they are. We'll, again, close the book on Abraham. He did three innings pitched. He struck out three. He walked three. Allowed six earned runs on four hits. He hit a batter. And he had, I want to say, at least two, if not three, wild pitches.
Yeah, there was that third inning. He really had a few get away from there. He had a... His first two innings, I mean, they had that one pitch in the first inning. They gave up, obviously, the home run to Davila. But then the second inning came back, struck the next three batters out, and then that third inning, it just really got away from him. Can't be really too pleased if you're him after that outing, but hopefully he can come back here late in this game. And you mentioned Arredondo's at junior. He did get time last year as varsity on as a sophomore, so he does have some experience up here.
And batting is Eric Guerra. He pinch hit for catcher Mason Tomcheson to lead off the bottom of the third. He walked and was courtesy run for, which was Ramos scoring run number three. As he looks at a 1-0 pitch, good two-seamer, dives in but catches the inner corner on Guerra from Arredondo, and that'll even the count at a ball and a strike. Big right-hander. This time he looks for a breaking ball and tugs it a little bit wide on the right-handed batter. Count 2-1. And the 2-1's a slow grounder to Finnegan's left. Scoops it clean. Good throw to Menifee for out number one.
It's a good pitch by Arredondo there. Fastball away. Couldn't catch up to a grounded ball to second base. Good play by Menifee also by making sure that he couldn't get there, so he went back to the bag to catch the ball from Finnegan at second.
And that'll flip the top of the lineup, and that'll bring in Cameron Godfrey. He's 0-for-1 on the night. He walked and scored run number four back in that third, and he's first pitch swinging back to the screen quickly, 0-1 on Godfrey.
Garrett, as well as Ty, is working fast.
0-1 gets in and chopped over Arredondo's head and to Finnegan's right. And he tried to backhand it and get the speedy Godfrey. Probably wasn't going to make the play. And I'm going to be generous and give that a hit.
Yeah, I would agree. Good speed from the hitter, Godfrey.
Yeah, that would have been a really tough play for Finnegan. If Arredondo was able to go up the ladder there, it would have been obviously a much easier play from the mound.
Yeah. That's a tough play though, as a pitcher, because you don't know if you want to grab it, and if you don't get it and it slows the ball down, then there's no chance of a play. Kind of looked like he was giving the second baseman a chance for the play, but you know, sometimes you're better off going and getting that ball up in the air on the chopper as a pitcher.
I believe it's a one-out single, although the scorer hasn't indicated a hit or an error, as I can tell. It's a one-out base runner. Is the speedy Godfrey. Center fielder's got a decent lead over there. Arredondo, two-seamer, drifts off the outside corner. He's got good life on that. Just needs to get it in the zone or get the batters to offer at it.
Yeah, I think that's his go-to. I think he likes to throw his two-seam more than his four-seam. Get more movement with that two-seam pitch.
Snap throw over. Good move by Arredondo. Want to know the count on Subillo. He comes in without official plate appearance. He was hit by a pitch and scored run number one. I'll get there eventually. And the 1-0 is in there for a strike. And he laid down a beautiful sack bunt back in the third, moving two runners up, which later scored on the – well, the first one, I beg your pardon, scored on the hit by pitch.
That one got in there too, but I don't know. It kind of looked like he swung. I think he got a bat.
It hit him on the hand, but he swung. And
I think part of it got him on the hand, part of it got on the bat, because there was a weird sound there.
And the umpire is basically saying foul ball.
And he isn't really appealing his.
He's not
the batter's really not trying to give it away where he got hit, so. I guess he did get the bat.
Throw over, gets away from Moo. And Godfrey's at least at second. He's wheeling for throw. Throw over. Abraham unable to scoop it. Good job by Malin to back him up. Throw back. And safe. There's a lot going on there. As the pickoff move from Arredondo was a handcuff on Menifee. Unable to collect it. Went down the corner. Kostelnik retrieved it. Made a good throw. One hop to Abraham, who tried to do a snap tag and came up. They whiffed on the catch attempt. Ball went to the fence over there right by the third base bullpen, and Malin heads up play, kept Godfrey from scoring. He's now down there at third with just one out, and the 1-2 pitch is just getting a piece of it. Is Subillo. Looked like he was out, but home plate umpire indicates foul tip. Count still holding it 1-2. Arredondo deals. Breaking ball gets in. Gets away from Moore. Back to the screen. Godfrey coming in. Pop-up slide is in there without a throw for run number 7. It's another wild pitch for the Longhorn pitching staff.
Yeah, 1-2 count. You got to make sure you got the curveballs are going to be low because you don't want to give them away. So to have a curveball. So as a catcher, you got to be ready for that low pitch.
And really nothing going right for the Longhorns this evening, as they haven't pitched, fielded, or hit well, at least thus far in the ballgame. First pitch was at 9:16, so we're already an hour and 25 minutes in. These games have been timed at an hour and 50, so we may be in a five-inning game scenario. As the outside pitch that was given to Benavides a couple times tonight on the left-hander was not given to Arredondo there, and Subillo is down at first with a one-out walk.
Yeah, that's tough. Arredondo had him 1-2. Ended up walking the batter, but didn't get the call he really wanted.
Big foul tip by Subillo, staying alive there at 1-2. And in comes the hitting star of the night. Diego Davila is 2-for-2 with 3 RBIs, a home run, and a double. He scored 2 runs.
Arredondo started him off there with a curveball. Really good curveball. Started about chest high, broke down to the knee on the outside part of the half.
Good breaking ball for strike one. The 0-1 breaking ball is away and in the dirt. Good job by Moore to keep it right there near home plate.
So far they've thrown two curveballs both away.
And
don't give anything inside.
Davila drilled one over the fence, a hanging one, breaking ball that is. And Arredondo goes inside and
nearly hit him.
Thought it hit him.
It sounded like it, but I think that was the glove.
And Coach moving up on another wild pitch, Sabio down to second.
Cubs the one that thought it hit him as well. Could hear him.
And back up the middle. Arredondo unable to grab it. The ball hits the second base bag. Wilson charges. Play at the plate. Throw is offline. Moore collects. Throw down to second. It's safe. Again, nothing going right. It's an RBI single up the middle off the bat of Davila. He's going to come in if he gets another plate appearance, looking for a triple in the cycle. He's now driven in four runs on the night as the single plates Sabio. And Davila moves up on the throw. He's down at second with one out.
He's had himself a night, hasn't he?
He absolutely is doing everything right, except for the third batter of the game when Menifee hit a ball he probably could have fielded and kicked off Davila's glove at third. Other than that, it's been
a
stellar evening.
Great night for him at the plate.
For third baseman Diego Davila. 3 for 3, a single, a double, and a home run. 4 RBI. Good gas by Arredondo as he splits the plate. Evens the count. Let's check that. 0-1 the count. Still just one out. As he got the first batter and has not yet retired another batter, as that's a good breaking ball. A check swing by Lofton, and he went around.
Yeah, Arredondo showed us that he does have that really good curveball. Can set it up with his fastball, go back to this curveball, throw hitters off. He maybe had one really bad one, but it was at a 1-2 count. So he likes to throw it.
Arredondo checks on Davila. That breaking ball stays up.
And then as I jinx it, like I've been saying.
Announcer jinx.
One of those nights.
Mid-season form here in game one. 10 a.m., folks. Tomorrow morning, it'll be the fabulous Tom Tarando and my broadcast partner Christian Moore on the call from Northbrook as the 1-2 pitch goes right down Broadway. And Lofton didn't want any part of it for some reason. And Arredondo picks up his first strikeout of the night. I'll continue my thought as the Horns will play Cy Ranch in a pretty solid matchup. And they'll do that from the campus of Northbrook at 10 a.m. Tom Tarando, Christian Moore on the call. Be sure to tune in. 9:45 pregame as more than likely the Horns will be looking to bounce back.
Yeah, unless some late life happens here late, they're going to be looking to bounce back tomorrow morning.
And check swing from Nick Meineke. And he's now in an 0-2 hole as hopefully Arredondo's kind of settled in.
Yeah, he's done pretty well. He's hit the zone. Davala hit the ball up the middle really hard on him.
0-2 is hammered to left. Malin on his horse, high off the wall. That'll be a long single. Meineke trying to stretch it. Throw it second is high. And Finnegan unable to get the tag down. I'm not sure why Meineke even hesitated over there at first. As that double nearly got out of here, hit high up off the wall. And Meineke picking up his first hit of the night and his first RBI as he plates Davila, who scored 3 runs tonight, driven in 4.
There, Arredondo was up ahead in that count. I think it was either 0-2 or 1-2. And, again, left the curveball hanging. And when you leave curveballs hanging and you're up in the count, those balls are going to go for a ride.
Yeah, that was an 0-2 pitch there that Meineke barreled up and hit, as I articulated, halfway up the 20-foot wall and straight away left field. Malin didn't even have a chance. The ball was over his head as soon as it left the trademark. And the 1-0 pitch to Benavidez from Arredondo's on the way. That was a really nice pitch.
Yeah, I don't know where that
and
one
And the missed. Umpire did not see that one. That was a good cutter.
Yeah, it was
and
a good
got,
pitch.
Got the inside corner all the way from up here. We could see that. 2-0 the count. That's the first cutter we've seen that I'm aware of.
It's another one.
And the check swing. So makeup call is the NBA now, as that ball was off the outside corner and got the call.
He'll take it, though.
So all's fair in love and gigantic strike zones. Swing and a miss from Benavidez. Battling back as Arredondo. He's now even things up at 2-2. Two down, one on. They've played it three more, have the Tigers from Collins. And that, is that the winning run down there at second base?
I don't know the run rule. Is it 10 after 4 or 5?
Slow chopper to Turner's left. He's going to make a long throw. Menifee does a good job. Come off the bag as the throw was going to be late. Well-placed chopper off the bat of Benavidez. And moving up to third, I thought maybe Turner was going to try to make the play at third. It was probably his only play.
It'd been a hard play either way. Mm-hmm. I think the runner on third was there because he went off the bat. And then it's just a hard play to go across your body like that all the way to first base.
So Benavidez just picked up his second hit of the night and has allowed just two hits to the Longhorns bats and no runs. And courtesy runner coming on for Benavidez is Ramos again.
And it is 10 after 5. So
10 after 5. So the runner at third here in the bottom of the fourth is not the winning run as yet. And correction, Elijah Como now replaces Ramos at first base, courtesy running for Benavidez. That'll bring in Garza. He's 0 for 1 on the night. Struck out in the second, walked, and was stranded in the third. And he's first pitch swinging, comes up empty, 0 and 1. Runners on the corner. Como's over there. He's already stolen a bag. Over at third is Meineke. He hit a bullet off the left field wall. The 0-1, nothing doing. Good pitch as Arredondo pours a fastball right down the middle.
Hey, Arredondo's been hitting his spots. He's pumping strikes a lot this inning.
Quickly 0-2 on Garza. Rocks, fires. Good hack by Garza. As it looked like that was the cutter trying to move in on the right-handed batter, and Garza got the barrel to it.
Probably see an off-speed here from Arredondo, who does have a good curveball with him. So 0-2 count. Just don't leave it hanging if you're him. Want to kind of throw it low.
Again, the 0-2. Breaking ball. Swing and a miss. Ball gets away from Moore. Tries to reach for the tag. He'll make an easy throw down to move for out number three. But the Tigers tack on three more hits. They strand a pair. We've played four from Mustang Park. It's all Klein Collins. They're on top, 9-0.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Companies to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solution, and Trane's high-quality products. It's hard to stop a Trane, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntandgroup.com. It's the Hunt & Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club Platinum Level Business Sponsors.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, find cool Dodge, Challenger, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep Wrangler or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
We're the hilarious varsity dance team at Jordan Ranch High School, and you're listening to Longhorn.
back with you from the campus of Memorial High School, Spring Branch ISD. It is the Spring Branch ISD 6A Baseball Tournament right here on GRHSI Radio. And tonight's contest, which was scheduled for a 7:30 p.m. start, didn't start till 9:16 unofficially p.m. Central Standard Time, has been all Klein Collins, as they have led it from start to finish. They picked up two runs on a two-run bomb in the bottom of one and have not looked back. They have nine runs on just seven hits. There have been two or three errors on the horns, and none are posted to that right field scoreboard. For sure, the pickoff throw that went down the line is an error.
That was an error. I think
it may be the only one. Number of wild pitches. And we've got a new pitcher as Benavidez. We can close the book on him. And real easy to tell you what he did. He went four innings, allowing just two hits, no runs, and struck out nine Horns batters.
Yeah, he had a really good night. He attacked the zone early and just got all that long run hitters off balance with his fastball and his occasional curveball.
Abraham DeLeon's first pitch swung on and fouled near the screen, and the first baseman gives way to the catcher, who slides feet first, and it's a foul ball, strike one. Make sure if that's Guetta behind the plate. It's Arredondo hitting, and I believe that is 29 behind the dish. It appears as though it is. So this Guetta came in on for Tom Chesson. I wonder if there's something, maybe Tom Chesson had maybe an injury or something.
Yeah, he came out with like third inning, second inning.
He came
like
out.
That.
He was pinch hit for in the bottom of two.
Yeah, so you didn't really see that. So.
As
injury is the only thing I can think of.
De Leon breaking ball spun well off the plate, evens the count at a ball and a strike on Arredondo.
Kind of had a weird delivery there with his curveball, kind of threw a little sidearm action.
If you weren't able to tell already by the lack of offensive production, we are in the top of the fifth inning, and this is Garrett Arredondo's second plate appearance.
We only have two hits. As a team.
He struck out in the second, and only one man reached from that point, and that was a walk to lead off the third that was stranded. Horns have left three. They've only had four base – check that. They've stranded four, all four base runners, obviously, when they don't have any runs.
Right.
All four runners were stranded. 3-1 pitch. De Leon to Arredondo. He off the end of the bat and foul ground. And Meineke falls down. Meineke falls down and does not make the catch.
Just similar to Wilson earlier in the game in center field. Kind of lost it maybe in the lights or something. But.
And he lost his footing is what he lost.
Yeah.
It was a pretty easy play once he got over there. And. The wind's blowing it back towards him.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's swirling when that ball gets up there.
I think it's hard to. There has to be something with the lights. It's kind of maybe hard a little bit to pick up when it's that high. But
at any rate,
Arredondo got a gift.
Yeah, Arredondo's got a freebie. Swung on. That ball's going to be a can of corn out in the center for Godfrey as he drifts over into right center. I had a 50% chance of getting it right, and I was not right. And that's out number one here in the top of the fifth.
Now batting number 15,
at this point in the Longhorns, you just got to get a couple hits going on. I mean, nothing really offensively, down 9-0. But Coach Cubs just wants to see something go their way at least tonight.
Malin strolls in for also his second plate appearance. He's 0-1 with a strikeout. Good break and fall from De Leon, and the umpire didn't see it because that should have been strike one. Beautiful pitch.
Yeah, Malin kind of got buckled up there at the plate. Didn't see that one coming at all.
And even the scorekeeper doesn't believe it because he hadn't put a ball up there. And the 1-0 is a soft grounder to Perez. Easy play as he fires across to Meineke, who then throws the ball into left field as they were trying to whip it around the horn. And two quick outs for De Leon out of the Collins bullpen. And if my math is correct, if the Horns kind of move through this half inning quickly, we may have to go into the sixth. 4-3 ground out for out number two. Top of the order comes around. It's Finnegan. He's 0-for-1 on the night. Flew to center to lead the ball game off on a good play by Godfrey and walked and was stranded back in the third. De Leon to the wine. Good breaking balls in there for a strike.
De Leon does have a really good breaking ball. It does at any point in the count. That's what we've seen the first two batters. Ice throw it early. Can throw it late with two strikes on you. Just got to pick that pitch up early as a hitter.
Another beautiful breaking ball. Got the feel is maybe an understatement. Abraham De Leon come on in relief of a very effective Chris Benavidez. In fact, Benavidez allowed as many hits as he was able to collect at the plate. Check swing, went around, strike three, out number three. And that is your ball game, folks, as the umpires have called it. We've five-inning ball game, four-and-a-half inning, if you will. And Collins wins it. An hour and 41-minute ball game ends with a total board. George Ranch, 0-2. I don't want to put an 0. I know they have errors. And the scoreboard keeper is ready to go home as he just zeroed everything out, folks. We know they had 9 runs, and I believe it was on 7 hits. All Klein Collins as they come out and punch the Horns in the mouth, and they never let their foot off the gas. We'll take a quick break, and Christian Moore and I will come up and wrap things up here for Mustang Park. Once again, your final score, SPISD 6A Tournament Action, Friday Night Lights, Klein Collins 9, George Ranch nothing.
The art and science of prosthodontics, of restoring and rehabilitating mouths to full function and effectiveness, begins with the treatment of people. That's why the staff at Dr. Stuart Rhyme's office treat people first. Their patients are typically referred to the office by other dentists, physicians, and healthy patients. At Stuart Rhyme's office, the focus is on adult care, from single crowns to dentures to full mouth rehabilitation. Be sure to visit the Smile Gallery on Dr. Rhyme's website to view before and after pictures of the good work done by Stuart Rhyme's and his staff. Stuart Rhymes, DDS and MS, 15958 City Walk, Suite 230 in Sugarland Town Square. Phone number 281-313-1565 or visit them on the web at rimesdds.com.
And back here to wrap things up in the inaugural Chris Elliott, Christian Moore radio broadcast. It was not what the doctor ordered for Coach Kubza and company. 7 hits, 9 runs for Klein Collins against 2 hits and a bagel in the run column for Coach Kubza and the Horns as they look. The good news is they get right back at it. A 10 a.m. start, in fact, is what the doctor ordered now when you come off a performance. Nothing went well tonight.
No, nothing at all. Benavidez came out just chunking. He gave up 2 hits in that first inning and shut him down since. They had 10 strikeouts as a whole tonight. They only had 2 hits in the first inning and nothing after that. Just a dominant performance from the Tigers tonight.
Yeah, a really forgettable performance for the Longhorns, and so we'll do just that. We will forget it. We'll wipe the slate clean. Tom Tarando, Christian Moore will be on the call, 9:45 pregame show tomorrow morning. From Northbrook versus Cy Ranch, things don't get easier. Cy Ranch is just 1 year removed from winning the 6A state championship.
Yeah, I heard somebody mention earlier today that they have a guy throwing 94 committed to Texas tomorrow, so it should be a – I think we have Menifee on the mound tomorrow as well, so should be a pitcher's duel tomorrow. Hopefully a lot better performance.
A marquee matchup from Northbrook. Please tune in. We'd love to have you. For Tom Tarando, Mickey Fisher, and the rest of the GRHSI radio, and my broadcast partner, Christian Moore, this is Chris Elliott bidding you a good night from Mustang Park. Once again, your final, Klein Collins wins it 9-0.